I've been working at Sabatino since the 70s, so I had the experience of seeing the one and only Frank Sinatra. And let me tell you about the night that he came there. First of all, it was like almost 5 o'clock, and I'm walking up the street, and they were throwing all this debris out the escape from upstairs. And I'm going, what is happening? You know, it's almost 5 o'clock, and it's dinner time. What are they doing? So I go in the restaurant. It's all hush-hush. Nobody would say anything. So finally they told me, Frank Sinatra's coming. If you call your mother, your sister, your brother, your cousin, you're fired. Do you hear me? You're fired. I said, okay, I won't call anybody. So anyhow, my boss, Joe, was impeccable, okay? He dressed in beautiful clothes, and he used to wear them in a kitchen to cook with. So he had a cream-colored shirt on, pants and shoes to match, and a little apron right here. While he was cooking, he got tomato sauce on his shirt. Got all bent out of shape, tried to wash it off, hang it up over the pots of spaghetti. It wouldn't dry. So one of the ladies that worked there, her husband lives across the street, she said, go bring a shirt over here because Joe needs to have a yellow shirt. So he goes, after she told him that, all the neighbors knew immediately that Frank Sinatra was coming to Sabatino's. So they swarmed the restaurant, okay, and he was fabulous. He was nothing like they said in the papers. He talked to everybody, hugged and kissed all the old ladies outside. They loved him, and he had a wonderful time at Sabatino's. Naturally, he fixed the food all special for him, and every time he came back to Baltimore, he either ate at Sabatino's, came in to eat, or got carry out. And that's my story. Hope you like it.